Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What have you been putting off?
There's a whole bunch of stuff I haven't done.
Yeah, so with the whole pandemic thing happening, like, my life is typically in shambles. Like, I'm a mess no matter what. But especially because, like, the last 3 months, there's been quarantining and just a lot happening.
I'm really riding dirty right now. Like, I need a new driver's license because we just moved from out of state 6 months ago.
Yeah, I went to go get tags because my tags expired. And we live in Washington. I had to get temporary tags because you have to have a state license to get the tags to prove that you're a resident. Which, by the way, that is not how that works in every state.
No, that's not how it works back home.
So I'm on a countdown. I've got 43 days to get my license before these tags are going to go out. And I've been having a hard time doing that. So I got to get a new driver's license. I need to go to the dentist.
We all do.
I even had my teeth cleaned.
I need to go to the doctor and get a checkup. It's been years.
Yeah. And I feel like the normal things that we like put off or whatever are getting like really far put off.
Yep.
And so once the world eventually completely goes back to normal, I think I'm going to be overwhelmed because I'm going to be like,
I got to do all the things now.
I got to make a doctor's appointment for me, for my son, for my husband, a dentist appointment for me, my son, my husband. And I need to get the oil changed.
Yeah.
I'm like riding at least 1,000 miles past right now.
I've just been waiting for payday for that.
Part of it's payday, and then part of it is also like the whole act of like leaving the house, finding somewhere. You know, like it's a whole deal. So we put it up on our social media and asked what other people are putting off. And shout out to Brandy. We just helped her out. She said she needs to go to the eye doctor. She's on her last pair of contacts.
Oof.
Thanks for the reminder.
I got some extra contacts because I never wear them. I don't know if the prescription would be different, but...
Of course the prescription... What do you mean you don't know if it would be? Of course it would be different. Come on. Adrian said diet and exercise, which, preach,
man. I think
we've
all been putting that off.
That's the truth. Darcy said cutting her hair. I still haven't gotten my hair done either.
My mullet is coming in fantastic right now.
That's not a mullet. It's a bad attempt at a skullet.
You just wait. One day I'm going to come in here without a hat on. It's going to look fantastic.
Billy
the
Ray
flow
Cyrus
is going to be everywhere.
Would cry if he saw your hair because it's not a mullet. So what have you been putting off because of the pandemic? 503-733-5105.
I haven't been driving at all, so I just haven't renewed my tags, and they expired back in April.
Oh, you're riding dirty.
Well, she's not riding anywhere at this point, so she's okay.
Exactly. I go one block in my car, and that's it. So I feel like I can just wait a little bit, maybe. I don't know. I feel like everybody's got other issues. Like, nobody looks at the tags, right?
I just went and got temporary tags because I live in Vancouver, and I feel like if anyone was going to write me a ticket for having an out of, like, expired tag, it would have been Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I say that with as much love as possible.
I got to do all that stuff still, too.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
No,
yeah,
not at
no.
all.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
I'm a firm believer that they're not going to pull me over for bad tags because I have out-of-state plates and they don't know when my registration expires.
There's a sticker on your plate that
says... We
don't
have stickers from New England. We don't do that anymore.
So they have to, like, straight up run it?
That's old technology.
Oh, my gosh.
I have been putting off going to the dentist.
Me, too.
A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah. I mean, I had a cleaning, I think, maybe in March or April, but I didn't go in, obviously. And now I'm just kind of like, do I really need to go in?
I can't tell you the last time I had a cleaning.
Me
like,
either.
I am totally due. It's been a year plus at this point.
Ooh,
and
me
I was
too.
Waiting because we got this job in February. It takes like 30 days for your health insurance to kick in. And by the time that happened, it was the end of March. And then we were in a full-blown pandemic.
Yep.
And now I'm like, I mean, they look clean to me.
They're clean enough. I could go a year.
My husband's still making out with me on the reg, you know?
I think that's honestly the only thing that I've been putting off.
Oh my gosh, you have your life together. I got to get an oil change. I got to get a driver's license. Mike's got to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get my driver's license, that new driver's license thing. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like the real ID that we have to have.
Yeah. I think they pushed back the deadline on that, though.
Oh, did they?
I think. I don't know. You know, if I didn't find it on Twitter or Instagram, I don't know what's happening in the world.
Hi, I was just listening to your guys' show, and you guys were talking about the expired license plate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have been in that line 3 times now at DEQ, and they said that because of the pandemic, we have until October 15th. My plate's expired like the 1st of May.
I just paid $137 out of pocket 2 weeks ago.
That's 137 bucks you could have dropped off at the Winco.
I could have bought a charcuterie to feed me for a week off that money. How dare they?
I figured other people would be calling in and letting you know that, but that's what I've heard. That's what the lady said in the line. You've got a 2-hour wait, but you have until October 15th.
Oh my gosh.
I spread the word.
Well, I bet you when you show up on October 14th, it's going to be like a 17-hour wait.
Yeah.
Probably. I know.
Yeah, tomorrow's payday. I might get that done next week.
Yeah. Well, she's in Oregon. You're in Washington because you said the EQ thing. That means Oregon, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm in Hillsboro. Yeah. And I've gone, like I said, 2-3 times to wait in line, and the lady standing, I mean, it was back way, way, way up, and she's like, the 2-hour wait, but you have until October, so.
I used to just always let mine go bad, and then I married a police officer, and he started getting really mad about it.
Oh, you're by the book now.
Before then, I was like, just don't drive my car, it's not your problem.
I know.
No, can't put a little mud on the sticker, nobody can see it.
I like to live life on the edge, and I get the subtle shame from you.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank you for calling. What's your name?
You guys are awesome. My name's Carrie.
You're not going to keep me wholesome by shaming me over there, just
I
so
mean,
you know.
Everybody should be a good person. You can be a little messy. That's fine. You know, there's just a lot of things we've all been putting off because of the pandemic. If there's something that you've been doing, you can go and comment it. It's up on our Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.